Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
6:12, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Monday morning, January 20th, Martin Luther King Day, Inauguration Day. New president's going to be sworn in inside in the Capitol because it's so freaking cold in Washington. Snow Eve here in the city. Interesting to watch playoff games yesterday in the snow, both in Philadelphia and in Buffalo. But despite that, the overhit in Buffalo, which was a good thing personally. Anyway, here's the deal. It's cold right now. Temperatures are below freezing. There is a winter storm warning issued for New Orleans and the surrounding areas. Tomorrow, plan on staying home. Expect dangerous travel Tuesday morning, lasting into Thursday morning. Power outages are possible. Make sure you have a safe way to stay warm. And with that being said, we are going to the mattresses here at WWL, as we do for hurricane coverage, where we come and we stay here, which is something. Mike Dettelier joins us now, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Tommy.
It's 54 degrees in the studio. Not complaining, just saying if my mouth seems a little frozen, it seems like I'm calling the Army-Navy game.
Yeah, well, it's been 54 in the studio now for a couple of days. Yeah. So,
you know what I'm talking about,
right? Chilly. Yeah, it's gotten us sort of used to the cold weather outside.
It has. Tell me about your thoughts on the playoff action. Let's go back and start Saturday.
Well, to watch the Chiefs, again, they always seem to be a beneficiary of some calls that go their way.
But yeah, but you know
bottom
what?
Bottom line.
You know what? I was going to ask you about that. Let's get started there. That's kind of something senior privilege almost in a way. It's not right, but in a way you kind of earn it, right? When you win two Super Bowls in a row and how many out of the last something years?
Yeah, and they're protective of Mahomes and overly protective. And, man, listen, he's pretty smart about it too. He understands how to get those penalties. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, if you watch him, as he gets close to the sidelines, he slows down. Mm-hmm. And he'll take a little bit of a shot, and he'll get a little extra penalty yards out of it. But it's almost for years I heard the complaint about how Michael Jordan would get calls, or Larry Bird would get calls when he was with the Celtics, or Magic would get calls when he was with the Lakers, and you sort of see it a little bit with Mahomes. It does happen, and the referees are protective of it. But the Texans had their opportunities in that game. They really did. They were self-destructive in a lot of ways, special teams-wise, a ton of penalties. And when they had chances, they couldn't take advantage of it. They did move the football extremely well against Kansas City's defense. Tommy, that surprised me, because I didn't think the Texans could do it. They just couldn't convert in critical spots in that football game. So the Chiefs winning, no surprise to me. But then that night, It was that kid, and it was Jaden Daniels, who shocks the world again as the Commanders beat Detroit.
I wouldn't rule Washington out, my friend, I'll tell you that. Thoughts?
Man, to think about, that's the team that had the second overall pick in the April draft, and now they in the NFC Championship game. In a lot of ways, it sort of reminds me of 2006 with the Saints. Mm-hmm. That, Sean Payton was the right coach, and they got Drew Brees. He was the right quarterback, and everything sort of worked exactly right. And that's what's happened in Washington, where, Dan Quinn, he was the last head coach hired in the process. last spring. It's the last one. And, you know, he's not this 40-something-year-old hip coach on offense. He's a once-far defensive-oriented coach. But, man, he got the right guy in Jaden Daniels. And I've said this so many times, just being around him when he was at LSU, he's the most humble superstar you'll ever be around. I know I've ever been around in 40 years doing this. But he works so hard, and he has so much fun doing it, and he's the coolest cat out on the field. Yep. When everything around him is caught in the swirl of the tornado, you know, he's just as calm as could be. Hey, I got it. Hey, we're going to be okay. If something bad happens, hey, we're going to bounce back. He just has that knack about him and that poise and that self-confidence that you want in a quarterback. Man, they've hit gold, and he has become sort of the savior for a franchise that has really struggled for the most part in 20 years. Over the past 20 years, man, they've really not been a very stable franchise because of ownership, because of a lot of bad personnel decisions. Jaden has sort of taken the eraser to that. And, man, to beat Detroit on their turf and the way they beat them, that was very impressive.
I'm going to tell you what. It begs the old question of, is it better? What's the Shakespeare thing? Is it better to loved and to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all? And I was thinking about that with the Detroit fans and the pain they must have felt yesterday and are still feeling today. Because it's not like, you know, today, as a matter of fact, is the anniversary of the infamous no call, right?
And that's right.
In 2019. And that was taken away from you. But and I understand that pain, what we all felt. I get that. Still feel it. That's why I couldn't pull for the Rams no matter what they've been through. And I'm sorry about that. I feel bad for all that. I still think if Tommy Lewis sells it a little bit more and lays on that turf flat, he gets a call. I really do. I think he hopped up too quick. But that's neither here or there. I think that in Detroit this morning, they'd feel bad because they just got whipped.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is I'd much rather feel that playoff kind of hurt than the regular season hurt. You know what? If I lose, man, let me lose a tough game in the playoffs. You know, because it really meant that I had a successful season and it ended this way, not like I wanted. But for a lot of teams, they don't get an opportunity to play in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And so for Detroit, you think about this is back-to-back years, a very talented football team. A year ago, they had the 49ers in a bad spot, and they couldn't put them away late. They kind of opened the door, and the 49ers were able to beat them late in that ball game. And then this happened. Yeah, they had a lot of injuries.
Yeah, but turned it over
a lot of teams
times.
In this league, a lot of teams in this league fight through that too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I feel bad for the Lions, but man, I'm thrilled for Jaden and what he's been able to do for that football team, for that organization, a new owner, new head coach, new GM, and then he breathes life into a team that was lifeless for a long period of time. He's something special. And the one thing with it, Tommy, success ain't going to change him.
No, and I'll tell you what.
Will not change him.
People that I see on social media, I don't know if the Eagles fans are not saying, yeah, well, the stage is going to be too big for Jaden Daniels. I got news for you. There ain't no stage is going to be too big for Jaden Daniels. Tim and I saw him at the last game at LSU and in a press conference, the way he handled himself and everything else on the field, the way he handled himself. Saw his mother at the game on Saturday night, giving her the ball and everything else. This kid's got it all. He really does. And you know what else, Mike? Unlike some other quarterbacks, he seems to know how to absorb a hit. Like, you know how, like, Tua does absorb the heat, I guess. He deflects it, where he like, goes to jello, where he's like, the old thing about, you know, a drunk guy falls and he hurts himself, baby falls not so much because they don't try to hold themselves. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, he. I told him this because we had met up during the summer that I said, listen, you got to understand the NFL is different. You can't take those hits like you did in college. You either got to hit the turf or run out of bounds. And he just sort of gave me this big smile. He's like, I got it. He said, I got it. But his body's something like Gumby.
Exactly.
You know, it sort of bends a little different than the regular body does because people, oh, he needs to get physically much stronger to play in the NFL. You know what? It's just God-given. He's got the ability to not take the big shot, almost like a boxer who's out there, and he knows how to get his body in a position where he doesn't take it as maybe somebody else will. And the other thing, too, is, man, how physically tough he is.
Oh, yeah.
People don't give him credit for that. Man, he's a tough dude out there on that field. He might not look it or sound it, but he is a tough guy. That's my biggest concern for him was that the NFL is a different world than college football. Just saying, oh, football is football. No, you got grown men out there looking to hurt you, not tackle you, hurt you. And he's been able to get around that pretty well this year. Man, he's, again, a special guy. And for what he did at LSU and for what he's done, you know, in that 1 year with Washington, it's just amazing to watch him. And if you met him on the street and didn't know who he was, you would not know it's Jaden Daniels.
Going back to the press conference, it's amazing how small he is.
He doesn't carry himself.
No, he doesn't. Mm-hmm.
That way, nope. At all.
Now, you see him in a T-shirt, you thought, well, who, what? No, but he is. 6:24, we'll take a break, pick it up, we come back. It's like his body just immediately gives up resistance, and there's, it's, I don't know, it's weird. It's a physics thing. 6:24, traffic now, WWL. 6:28 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A couple of minutes back with Mike Dottiglia, and then we'll take a break. Mike, you and Bobby, cold or no, are second-guessing this evening, correct? Just want to get that out there.
Yeah, we won't. Yeah, we won't be at the Silver Slipper tonight. They made that decision Saturday,
okay,
not to have us on the road, on the highways and byways. But we will be second guessing. We'll have a that 4-hour run from 4 to 8, and we'll be getting talk about all the playoff action, Saints head coaching stuff, but also be giving people information throughout the 4 hours about the weather conditions. And if you don't have to be on the highway, stay off. And especially tomorrow, mm-hmm, because that to me, Tommy, is the biggest concern day.
It is.
For me, because the timing of this puts this early in the morning. You got some people that think, mate, you know, let me go try to do something. And you don't want to get yourself caught, because we laugh about it a lot down here about, man, I got a lot of people that don't know how to drive in the good weather. Give them this type of weather. And so, yeah, we won't be at Silver Slipper tonight, but Bob and I will be on the air from 4 to 8 tonight, giving you a lot of football talk. And also, we certainly will be updating all weather situations as this kind of unprecedented shot of cold air hits us. And something in our lifetime, probably that hasn't happened.
Mike, the only thing I'll add, too, is, you know, I told a story last week that I got stuck bringing, long story, but on the East Bank, trying to get back to the West Bank in 1989, I think it was, and it took 9 hours to get from the East Bank to the West Bank on St. Charles Avenue with the ice on the road, and it was a mess. And my daddy went to fight the Japanese in World War II in 1942 when he was 16. He said, you know what? This is worse than that. So that told me a lot. So if you don't want to get caught in all that mess, just stay home. Be the best thing. We'll take a break. More with Mike Dottiglia when we come back. Right now it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Jay Ozan. Ian Ozan. What am I talking about? 6:46, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly back to Mike Dottiglia. He and the Cannon will be second-guessing. Not from the Silver Slipper, though, for safety. They are going to be doing it from studios, so all you have to do is just listen. But I don't even know if the Silver Slipper will be open. I hate to speculate on that. You can go to the website and find out all that stuff. Mike, let me ask you real quick about the Redskins. And we talk about Dan Quinn and turnarounds and everything else in Washington last year getting the second pick for which they used it to get Jaden Daniels. But if they don't get Jaden Daniels, and there's a reason I'm asking it this way, and it goes to Dan Quinn and having a quarterback, are they in the NFC title game or not?
Hell no, they're not.
There you go.
Okay, he's the difference. And you can say it's a team sport, and yes, it is. And coaching does matter, but players matter. And it's Jaden. And you think about it, had the Commanders had the first overall pick in the draft, they wouldn't have picked Jaden. They would not have. They would have picked Caleb Williams, just like the Bears did. There's a connection. Cliff Kingsbury was Caleb Williams' college coach at USC. He was his quarterback coach, offensive coordinator. So they would have went. Sometimes, you know, man, God does things in a strange way to put somebody in the right place, right time. And he did with Jaden, to put him in Washington. And think about Caleb, and he struggled like most rookies do in their first year. I mean, he really struggled at quarterback. And yet the year before, you had almost the exact same scenario happen. Bryce Young, because the owner, he wanted Bryce, who he had saw at Alabama. I think there were people there, coaching-wise, front office, that wanted C.J. Stroud. But that's not who the owner wanted. He wanted Bryce. And he cuts the check. Mm-hmm. So you do what he tells you to do. C.J. goes to the Texans, and look what's happened. He turned that franchise around, and in 2 years has gotten them into the playoffs. But there's no question. Had Jaden not end up in Washington, Commanders aren't playing in the NFC Championship game.
Let's talk about Saints head coaching possibilities and Aaron Glenn and what happened. I've seen it speculated on Twitter that, you know, if you use that one game to judge Aaron Glenn, then maybe you shouldn't be in a position of choosing head coaches. Does that have any? Does that game Saturday night, and I know they lost, what, a cornerback, I think, early on?
Yeah, the young man actually from Thibodeau, Amik Robertson, who broke his elbow. And, man, me and Amik, we go back a long period of time. I saw him when he was at Thibodeau High, and then he goes to Louisiana Tech, gets picked by the Raiders, and man, he was having such a good season, and then to end it. And, I mean, it was real early in the ball game too. I think it was maybe the second or third play. He goes down to an injury.
So thoughts on the next Saints head coach?
I've always felt Aaron Glenn was the number one choice, but that he would always have options. Because I think he is also one of the top two candidates for the Jets job. That game's not going to hurt him. Think about it. Last year, the Cowboys got blitzed in a playoff game. Did it hurt Dan Quinn from getting the Washington job? The answer's no. So you can't judge a guy on one game. Now, there's some people, because they want their own candidate, that's how they're going to judge it. But that's not how it works in the NFL. And I think Aaron Glenn is going to have some options here. But I've always felt it was Aaron Glenn in a little distance between the number two individual. And that number two guy may well be Mike McCarthy. And so it's an important week for Mike also, because now with Aaron Glenn and also Johnson lose, the offensive coordinator for Lions, I don't think a lot of people thought that Aaron and Johnson would be available. But they're going to be available to be hired as head coaches this week. I wouldn't be surprised Johnson ends up with the Raiders, because I know one thing, Tom Brady's putting the full court press to bring him aboard, since he's part owner of the Raiders. But it makes it an intriguing week for Aaron Glenn, Mike McCarthy, you know, those two guys who I think are 1-2 for the Saints on exactly what happens here. And with McCarthy, it may come down to either New Orleans or Chicago.
Let me take a break. When we come back, I'll ask you, given the Saints situation, salary cap, quarterback situation, who would be the best fit for the Saints and new head coach of the names we've heard so far? We'll get Mike's take on that. Also, National College Championship game that happens tonight. I saw somebody just texted that the Buffalo Bills have already been called for roughing the passer on Patrick Mahomes. 6:52, 8 till 7, traffic now, WWL. All right, a couple of minutes left with Mike Dettelje, a good friend, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. He'll be second-guessing with the Cajun Cannon, but not at the Silver Slipper because of the weather conditions. They'll have Sports Talk and everything else that you need to know about the weather this evening. Also previewing the National College Football Championship game, right, Mike?
Yeah, and it's tonight starting at 6:30. But, man, I like Ohio State. I just think they're the better team. Notre Dame. Man, I give Marcus Freeman, he's done a great job in piecing this together. But it's so funny, I go back to July, Manning Passing Academy, and Will Howard, the quarterback for Ohio State's there. So I go to interview him, Tommy, and we sitting down talking, and first question is about him transferring from Kansas State to Ohio State. And he's like, you know what, it's a national championship or bust for us at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. And he just laid it out. Now he's got his chance tonight to seal the deal, to win it all. And Ohio State, I think, is the more talented team. And I think they will win it. I think Notre Dame's, man, tough. They'll give them a good battle. But in games like this, talent normally wins overall. I'm going to go with the Buckeyes tonight.
8.5 points a lot, maybe, or not. It is.
Tommy, look at a lot
right,
of these
Mike?
National championship games, they haven't been close. I'd like to see it close, but, man, you go back, history tells you that's not normally the case. Normally the better team wins and they cover.
Total's 45.5. Thoughts on that?
Ohio State's explosive. They can put some points up. To be honest with you, I thought last week when they played Texas, the winner of that game would be the national champ. Mm-hmm. And so I think Ohio State will put some points up on the board. They're such an explosive football team with that 1-2 shot at running back. They have a talented freshman wide receiver, as I've seen since Julio Jones hit Alabama. And defensively, out of the 11 starters, 9 of them will play in the NFL. Mm. That's how much talent they have.
Of course, you can always watch a game. You don't have to bet it, right, just as Mike Dettelje says. Mike, real quick, looking ahead, who do you like next weekend as it stands now? Who's going to Super Bowl?
I mean, I'm not going to put a dollar against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. I got to go with the Chiefs. I got to go with the Eagles.
I got to go with the Commanders. I think Jaden Daniels could surprise some people, but we'll see. It could be a great games either way. Mike, thank you for all your time. Stay safe. We'll listen for you this evening, all right?
Thank you, Tommy. Be careful.
You too, sir. We'll take a break. Come back. We'll talk to Peyton Malone, WWL Forecast Center, get the latest on the snow and the winter weather. Then we'll talk to Entergy. So a lot coming up. Stay with us.